Well, it's wonderful to see you all here this morning.
真的是很美好，今天早上可以看到大家。
It's always a delight to be here with you for worship.
每次在这里跟大家一起崇拜都是非常的欢心。
Would we be able to switch over the video now to the other, to the pulpit display, the box in the corner behind the left screen? There you go. Thank you. I wanted to take a quick little survey. I was just curious if anyone recognizes this face, if you wouldn't say the name.
想问一下大家知不知道这个是谁?
I don't expect that you would, except for there's a good chance that you would have potentially known about this person even more than I would have.
大概大部分人大概不是很熟悉。
We'll talk about him at the end of the message, but I want to just give you a little hint. It's something to do with this.
给大家一个这个暗示，就是可能跟奔跑有关系。
He was a famous runner, and he has a wonderful testimony, and we'll speak about him later.
他是一个非常跑步健将。而且有很好的见证，我们等一下会跟大家说。
But while we're on this picture, I actually want us to orient towards our passage by understanding that Peter begins what we've just read literally just like this, out of the starting blocks of a race.
想跟大家讲，就是说这个图片的原因，就是说刚才这个彼得的经文，就是说在一个起跑点上。
And in order to help us cover this passage, I kind of want to talk about running as a metaphor that's going to come through this message.
所以在这一些经文里面呢，我们今天就是以这个起跑跟奔跑的这个过程作为一个比喻。
So Peter starts off right out of the blocks, and he starts very boldly and strongly and says, His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
所以彼得在起跑点一开始就很有力地讲到说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和谦敬的事赐给我们。
Peter then begins to explain the broader outlines of how he understands not only the Christian faith, but also how they need to begin to understand the Christian faith.
所以彼得在这里就把这个整个的这个过程开始介绍，而且就是说跟大家每一个人的观点是怎么连接在一起。
So all the things that Peter is talking about now comes in the second half of verse 3, so through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
所以在这个第三节下面一半就是说，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And then by that glory and excellence, he has granted us his precious and very great promises.
第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
So that through them, that is the promises, you may become partakers of the divine nature.
所以借着这一个赐给我们的这个应许，使我们在这个福分上有份。
And then he finishes off in the contrasting situation that we've been saved out of, having been escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
然后接下来他讲说，这样子的话，就叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So in very simple terms, Peter understands that there is this divine power, immense amount of power that God has given towards us.
所以彼得很清楚地了解，在这个神有无比的这个能力跟权力。
And hinted within these verses that it comes through Christ into our lives.
那这个无比的这个权力经由耶稣，然后才传给我们。
Things that have been promised to us.
这个是他应许给我们的。
And so that we can be partakers of this divine nature.
所以我们在这个神的这个份上就有了一个有一份。
So that we might find victory in this world.
所以我们在这个世上可以得胜。
And in our daily lives.
这个得胜就是在我们每一天的日子里当中。
This picture is of Lolo Jones starting out of the starting blocks.
这个是很有名的 Lolo Jones 一个短跑的健将。
And if you look very closely at this picture, there's a lot of wonderful form that you can see in this picture.
在这个图片上可以看到它每一个部分都是非常的这个敏捷有力的。
Of course, you can see a lot of power being generated out of the blocks.
看到这个一切的这个很多的能力聚集在这个地方。
But nowadays with mechanics and the ability of computers, they can actually calculate the way to get the most effective use of all of your energy in every single muscle in your body.
所以现在电脑可以计算，可以设计出来，就是说要怎么样之下是最有力的起跑。
So you'll notice the extension all the way from her toe to her shoulders is literally a straight line.
所以看到从她的脚尖到她的肩膀是一条直线。
And you notice the exact angle at which she's projecting out gives her the most velocity and strength so that she can hit her first stride with the greatest amount of power and stability.
而且看到这个直线在一个特定的角度，所以让她踏出的第一步是最快最快的。
And in order to release the energy of her arms most fully, you can see her fingers pointed out in ways that would relax certain muscles so that she could also flex certain muscles.
然后让这些所有的能力可以发挥出来的时候，这个手指头这里面都是在可以让它某一些肌肉可以这个松懈，所以整个的是最有效率的。
And see where her eyes are focused.
然后看看她的眼睛注视在哪里。
They're looking at the absolute first step of where she needs to go.
那个眼睛这个专注在于将踏下去第一步的地方。
The angle of her head is literally spearheading the direction that she wants to go with the top of her head.
这个头的位置就像一个箭的箭头一样往前。
And I believe that Peter wants us to understand with this same kind of intensity and the same kind of focus how we ought to become Christians in our daily lives.
我相信彼得这个经文上就是要让我们也像这个起跑一样，把所有的这个一切都专注在这个上面。
So Peter suddenly moves into this list, and this is really the bulk of our passage where we want to spend our time today.
所以接下来这个经文马上就提到这个第三节开始第五节开始的这些德行。
And with that strong introduction, he says, "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith."
这个是今天这个讲章最重点的地方，就是说正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。
Scripture teaches us that.Faith, in the words of Christ, is like a mustard seed.
经文教导我们说，这里有了信心，这个信心就像一个这个芥末的种子一样。
And one of these things about the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds that they knew of at that time.
这个芥末的种子是所有种子里面最小的一种种子。
And it would grow into really a wonderful, more than a bush, it was actually a tree.
然后它会不但是一个树丛，它事实上是可以长到像一个树一样的。
And that something so great could come from something so small.
这么健壮的树是从一个极小极小的种子生长来的。
And I believe Peter and Christ understood and wanted our ability to grow in faith to come from something so simple and so small of saying, "I believe in Jesus."
彼得要告诉我们，就是我们的信心也是从那个极小极小的起点。一直到可以成长到很大很大。
To grow and blossom into this beautiful tree.
让我们这个信心可以这样子成长，然后健壮到一个很健壮的树。
So he goes through and he begins the stepwise, literally left and right and left and right, stepping through different things in this list and sequence. So I'll read through while.David will translate in just a moment. Faith, so supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love.
所以在这里彼得就连结性的一左一右的把这个叙述给我们，一开始就讲说有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上谦敬，有了谦敬又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
Now many scholars have puzzled over the years about how in the world Peter decided to come up with this list.
所以这么世代来，很多的学者研究说这个这个顺序是怎么来的。
Now these scholars spent many hours and time, so I don't suggest that I am smarter than them.
哦，当然这些学者有他们的看见啊，我们啊不一定比他们精专。
But I believe something that's very helpful in understanding this series of things that Peter begins to talk about is to begin to also understand how Peter lived his own life.
但是我们知道说这一所有列出来的跟他的顺序，就代表着彼得如何过他的一生。
In many ways, what Peter's asking us to do, if we want to put it into the story of our running, is that he wants us to put on the most basic and only most important thing that we really need in running.
所以彼得教导我们，如果说我们也要需要来做一个奔跑者的话，那我们要从一个最基本的地方开始。
The things that will carry us through this race.
那从这个基本的地方就可以带领我们一路往继续的这个过程当中走下去。
To be able to take these most basic steps.
用这些最基本的一些把它组合起来。
So we've listed these things in sequence, and I want to walk through, and we'll talk through some of these things.
所以我们把这些重新再列在这个地方，然后我们一个一个来看。
So I mentioned about the seed of faith and how it is supposed to grow and develop into something much larger than just itself.
所以刚才讲到。这个信心就是像从一个很小的种子到一个成长到很大很大的树。
He says that our faith we should add virtue.
他说在这个信心上我们需要加上有德行。
Now, it took a little work to understand this word virtue.
这个德行这个字句需要有一点时间来揣摩一下。
This word virtue in some ways can be translated in English as the word character.
在这个德行有时候就是一个一个品行。
Character, another way to describe that word in English is the word integrity.
也是一个人的这个integrity 就是一个人的正洁。
But there's an interesting thing. What would happen is that a person would come into a place.And they would, by their own presence, their own character, be known as someone that was honest and good and would always do what is right.
所以一个人的品德就是跟他们跟这个人所做所行的事情都是代表在一起。
And although in our world today, we are always looking for people in the political arena that have this kind of character, that is exactly...the kind of usage that this had in Greek.
所以在我们常常在日常上对这个政界的人士的品德的这个看见呢，就是事实上跟这个是非常的相像的。
Because a good ruler has the ability to know how to speak honestly, and all of society is built.
因为一个掌权的人，他所说的话必须要有这个必须要有这个信用，这样子的话，社会上才能追随他。
I'm giving you a workout, aren't I?
I'm good, thanks.
This stuff of character is very, very difficult work.
所以这个德行啊，是一个非常不容易的功课。
It is said that character is who you are when no one is looking.
而且是就是说当没有人看到你的时候你真实是如何
Another way that character is said is character is who you are in the dark
也就是说你这个人在这个黑暗当中你真的是如何
When you don't have any societal pressure put on you
当没有任何外界的压力在你身上的时候
When you can choose to do whatever you want
当你可以选择你做任何的事的时候
However you want
怎么样做都可以的时候
Whenever you want.
任何的时候随你选择
In communal society, this is a very strange thought.
在这个社会上很多人在一起的环境里面这是一个很特别的一种环境
That we could be free of the pressures from outside of us.
怎么样在这个一切当中我们可以不受外界的影响。
But if we don't know who we are in our own character,
如果说我们不知道我们自己的品德的话，
the world will push and bend and shape you in every direction.
那你就会被世界所左右所带领。
So let's tie these together, faith and virtue.
所以我们要把这个信心跟德行连接在一起。
Starting with just this very simple belief,
从一个非常简单的一个信仰。
Peter is saying he wants our character to grow.
彼得讲说他要让我们的这一个品德这个渐渐壮大成长。
Our faith ought to nourish and make us grow as people within our hearts.
我们的信心应该是让我们可以成长可以壮大的。
To always hunger and desire to do right.
所以我们一直有一个饥渴的心去做我们应该做对的事情。
And as we grow in our Christian lives, what happens is when we learn to do right, it then shows us more right we need to do.
所以在我们这个基督徒的生活当中，我们做对的事情，也就是接着让我们知道有更多我们需要做好的事情。
If we want to nurture the seed of faith, we have to add virtue.
如果我们要让这个信心的种子可以成长的话，我们必须要有德行。
Now, virtue is that integrity of being.
这个德行呢，就是说我们个人的这个品德。
And he says that we need to take this virtue and then add knowledge on top of that.
不但我们要有这个德行，我们还要在德行上再加上知识。
Because we know that good intentions are good.
我们知道我们好的意愿当然是蛮好的。
But they mean nothing if we are wrong in our thinking.
但是好的意愿如果没有对的知识的话，那是非常不好的。
So we begin expanding the character of who we are, almost as if we are a vessel.
所以我们就像一个这个品德，就像是一个身体一样，慢慢健壮起来。
And then we need to begin to accumulate and learn more, not only of Scripture but all of life.
所以我们在这个不但如此，我们还要再加添这个经文上给我们的知识。
But most importantly, of Christ and of Scripture.
但更重要的就是在这个经文当中是神的话语。
So that we do not make decisions that are poor and uninformed.
所以我们不会自己做一些自己以为是的决定。
Can you see how these things begin to nourish our faith?
你可以看到这个怎么样增长我们的信心吗？
But then after that, all these things you begin to accumulate not only with character and knowledge, you then begin to have a need for self-control.
所以当我们有了德行跟知识之后呢，那我们还需要学习节制。
Too many of us live our Christian lives as if we were a shotgun.
我们很多的人的这个基督徒的这个生活就像一个这个枪一样。
Scattered everywhere.
这个散弹枪这个打出来就是分散到各个地方。
As opposed to a rifle.
而不是来福枪，就是打到一点上面。
Like our runner.
像我们的这个奔跑的是往一定的目标。
And self-control also includes the concept of humility.
节制也代表的这个humility, 就是谦卑。
And we know that often knowledge puffs up.
我们知道说往往知识让我们骄傲。
And the ability to utilize all this information and knowledge and experience that we have.
我们有这些能力用这些知识的时候。
Must be focused in self-control.
我们必须同时带上的节制。
And if we do not have self-control in our Christian lives,
如果在我们这个基督徒的生活上，如果没有节制的话，
it would be like a runner running in the wrong direction.
就像一个运动将奔跑的不同错的方向。
So self-control is about having direction in our lives.
所以节制让我们有对的方向。
And then Peter moves on and says that from self-control we need to add steadfastness.
所以在接下来除了这个节制以外呢， 还要有忍耐坚固。
Self-control is the direction, but steadfastness is the ability to stay on that course.
所以这个啊，节制是这个对的方向。那这个忍耐坚固呢，就是让我们能够持续不断。
In the process of the preparation for the sermon and working with David, we came across a kind of a problem.
所以在这个准备这个今天的这个信息的过程当中，我们有一点状况。
There is not a very good exact word for this word steadfastness.
这个要一个很完整的能够翻这个 steadfast 在中文的话有一点困难。
Let me give you two simple pictures to understand how the English translates this, that I can see this from the Greek.
所以我们用英文来这个稍微做一点解释，跟希腊文的关系。
If you happen to have a lighthouse on the water,
如果你在海边有个灯塔。
You want that lighthouse to always be there.
那你在海上看的时候，你当然是一定要那个灯塔是任何时候都在那儿。
In the fog, in the storm.
不管是有雾还是说有暴风雨的时候，你都可以看到那个灯塔。
You want that light to shine.
你要看到那个灯可以照到外面来。
You don't ever want it to fall.
你不希望那个灯突然倒了不见了。
You don't ever want it to fail.
如果不在了的话就糟了。
And the lighthouse keeper faithfully keeps that light running.
所以那个灯管灯塔的人，他不管什么时候，他那个灯都是要亮着。
He would polish the lens.
要把那个玻璃擦干净。
He would fill the oil.
那个油要加满了。
So the light would never fail.
所以那个灯火一定是亮的。
And even if the storms come, that tower, the lighthouse should never shake.
当暴风雨来的时候，那个灯塔也不会动摇。
Steadfastness through the storms.
所以就是忍耐跟坚固。
Another image of steadfastness has to do with the military.
另外一个忍耐坚固的话，就是可以用军人来做一个比喻。
And we know that in war, in times of war, that not all places are of equal value.
我们知道说在打仗的时候不是所有的这个战役都是有同样价值的。
And sometimes it is not your job to make the front line progress.
有时候并不是一直要往前攻。
But simply to hold your ground.
只是要守住自己所在的地方。
And a soldier and his regiment would go to a certain place and they would hold their ground.
所以这个军人跟他的队伍要在某个地方能够守住他该守的地方。
Peter wants us to have this steadfastness where we never lose ground.
所以彼得要我们能够坚固我们应该坚固的事情。
So from this little seed to expand who we are.
所以从那个很小的那个种子一直长大到我们心。
So that we are capable of knowing more.
让我们变成一个可以更加添别的德行的
and being able to focus that energy and self-control
然后把这些一切的能力都专注在我们该做的事上
and take that direction and begin moving forward without ever looking back
所以当我们朝这个方向走的时候呢我们持续的然后不回顾
Peter moves us on to this desire to be godly
然后彼得接下来就教导我们说一定要能够前进
that we begin to be transformed into the likeness of God
当我们的生命转换的时候我们就能够更像神一样
the people would begin to look at us and see us and say you look like a Christian
当别人看到我们的时候他会说你有神的印记在你身上
to take on in human limited fashionas many of the divine characteristics that we can have.
在我们一个有限的人的能力上面我们是有带着神给我们的印记
to look like him.
看起来像神的样子。
From that, we begin to look at brotherly love.
要从这一点上我们才能够有爱弟兄的心。
Because at that point, we understand in godliness the very heart of God.
因为我们要能够前进的话我们才能够真正的体会到神
and we know Oftentimes, that is the most difficult people to love are the ones that are closest to us.
那我们也知道说，我们有时候最难爱的人就是我们最亲近的人。
And yet, if we cannot love our brother, how in the world can we love our strangers?
那如果我们不能爱我们旁边的弟兄姐妹，我们怎么去爱世上的人？
And who else will be more loving and generous towards us than our brother?
还有谁比我们身边的弟兄姐妹更爱我们呢？
If we cannot love our brother, then who can we love?
如果我们没有办法爱我们身边的弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能够爱别人呢？
And with that, Peter wants us to understand that love is for everyone.
接下来，彼得就教导我们，爱是要爱所有的人。
Everyone.
啊，众人，每一个人。
You see, God in heaven wants to build a deeper and deeper relationship with us.
我们在天上的神希望与我们建立一个越来越亲密的关系。
How serious was he about that?
那我们也对这个有同样的那个认真的态度吗？
How many of you can run to heaven?
我们有哪一个人有信心我们可以奔跑到天家？
So God came all the way down.
啊，因为我们不行，所以神啊让耶稣降世到地上。
He came all the way.
他啊降世到我们中间。
Peter then moves on and says some very powerful, amazing things.
接下来彼得讲了一些啊非常啊重要啊非常啊想不到的事情。
Verses 8 through 11 is essentially explaining why the things that happened in verse or why the things mentioned in verse 5 through 7 is so important.
所以八到十一节来解释前面的几个经节。
Verse 8 says, If these qualities are yours and increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
So we see that from this list,All these things of what God wants us to work on, Peter is saying, is so that we have the ability to know Jesus Christ.
所以我们在这个单子上，我们看到就是彼得教导我们，就是我们要能够更加的认识神的话，我们必须要在这个每一样上面都要得到。
Verse 9 moves on. Whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以第九节就说了，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
Verse 8 and 9, you can see the contrast.
你可以看到八节跟九节的对比。
If we have these qualities, we are increasing.
如果我们有这些德行的话，我们就能够增长。
And free to increase and grow in our Christian life.
我们就有成长的这个自由，在我们这个基督徒的生命上面。
But if we lack these qualities, not only are we not increasing, we are becoming lost.
如果我们在这一些德行上有缺少的话呢，那我们的成长就会有困难。
Even to the point of forgetting and losing our way, and missing the reality of God's.Forgiveness for our sin.
不但有困难，而且会严重到我们还忘记了我们的罪已经得了神的洁净。
But verse 10 and 11 are the most powerful and amazing statements. Because in our Christian,
接下来的两节是非常强而有力的经文。
Because while we talk about things on paper that seem so simple.
在这个读的时候，也许它的字眼是很简单的。
But we know that our lives, even here in this country, it's still hard.
但是我们知道，我们在这个世上的这个日子，甚至于在这个国家里面，有时候还是很艰难的。
And it's easy to stumble.
是很容易跌倒的。
And life has a way of becoming difficult in new ways.
这个每天所遇到的事情往往出乎我们的意料。
Peter then says, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall.
所以弟兄们应该更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
This is amazing, isn't it?
这个是不是非常的奇妙
？Never fall.
永不失脚，绝对不会跌倒。
One of the beautiful things in Christian life.
在属灵上面一件非常美的事。
Is when Satan struggles to attack us.
当撒旦要攻击我们的时候。
And the obstacles outside become the main thing.
周间的这些困难都环绕着我们。
That you are not somebody that can be easily swayed or turned.
但是你并不会为了这些而随意动摇。
That your feet are firm and they cannot be shaken.
你的脚步是非常踏实的。
And the only thing that Satan can do.
撒旦唯一能做的是什么呢？
Is to work from outside.
就是从外界用不同的方法攻击你。
Throwing obstacles in your way.
把更多的绊脚石困难加在你的眼前。
Putting stumbling blocks.
让你可能跌倒的东西。
Maybe bosses that you struggle with.
也许是你有困难的老板。
Or other people and their struggles as they perhaps burden you down.
或者别人有困难的人呢，也把你拉下来。
But more and more, it's not you.
但是并不是直接是在你，而是在你周间。
That we can continue to keep on growing and growing.
And growing. Verse
11 moves on in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
十一节这里就叙述到我们的光景，说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
We can see this picture.
我们可以看到这个图片。
Peter wants for us to finish strong.
彼得要我们强而有力的一直到终点。
He wants our Christian life to get stronger and stronger and stronger.
要我们这个基督徒的生活跟生命持续不断的增长，健壮，再健壮，再健壮。
And imagine a race where each lap, your time gets shorter and shorter and shorter.
就像这个短跑的，他的那个跑的那个记录，一次比一次的好，一次比一次的快。
I can imagine the joy that you would have if you were smiling in your pain running.
所以你可以，虽然你在这个当中有一些辛苦，但是你那个喜乐在心中是无比的。
And you feel like 7 out of 10. You're putting in your effort.
你知道说，十次里面有七次，你真的是付上了你所有的能力。
And the race moves on. 8 out of 10. You're now increasing.
那你在十次里面有八次，你的那个结果是一次比一次的好。
And as you know that they are feeling the pain of running.
你就像他们那个跑的时候身上的那个疼痛。
That you know that they're feeling their pain too.
你知道说他们跟我们一样，有时候是要付上这个疼痛的代价。
And you turn it up even another notch.
但是你再加上一点力。
And you press on towards the finish.
再加力，直奔那个终点。
And towards the end of the race, you turn on that last bit.
在接近那个终点的时候，我们把所有的力量都付出来。
And you kick.
再往前跳跃。
And you burst through that line.
然后冲过那个中线。
That's what Peter wanted.
那是彼得希望我们可以做到的。
He's asking, are you ready to run in your Christian life?
他问我们说，我们愿不愿意在我们的属灵的生命跟生活上做一个奔跑者。
Now we can talk about the first slide.
所以现在我们来看这个第一个这个图片。
Eric Little was a Scotsman.
Eric Little 是一个英国的苏格兰人。
He was an Olympic medalist.
他也是一个奥林匹克得奖牌的。
And some of you may know him because there is a movie that was made about him called Chariots of Fire.
有一个很有名的电影叫做荣光的马车。
And the big deal in the movie is that he would not run on Sundays because that's what he believed.
这个电影有一个重点，就是说他在礼拜天是不跑步的。
In spite of that, not running on Sundays, they worked out his schedule so that he was still able to win these Olympic gold medals.
因为他的信仰不在礼拜天跑步，他们还是能够调整时间，让他能够得到金牌。
He also had a tremendous heart for God.
不但如此，他的心是充满了服侍神。
And his desire was not to be an Olympic medalist.
他最高的希望并不只是做一个奥运的金牌得奖者。
His desire was to glorify and honor God.
他最大的心里的希望就是能够荣耀神。
He worked hard as a student and became a student at Oxford.
他非常用功所以变成牛津大学的学生。
And ended up becoming a missionary in China.
但是学完以后呢，他选择做一个到中国宣教的宣教士。
In fact, after one particular race,
在事实上在一个很有名的一个比赛过后
，He ran through the finish line.
他不但跑过了终点，他继续
kept on running,
继续的往前奔跑
out of the stadium,
跑出了那个运动场
into the street,
跑到街上
and all the way to the harbor.
然后一路跑到港口
and he boarded the boat that would take him to China.
上了船到中国来。
He died there as a missionary.
然后他最终也死在中国。
And he finished strong.
有非常好的终点。
Folks, Peter is asking us, do you want to run for Christ?
所以弟兄姐妹彼得问我们说，我们是不是每一个人也愿意为神而奔跑？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
We must confess.
我们必须要忏悔。
We do not love you.
我们爱你不够。
We might even dare to say we love you.
我们也许嘴上讲我们爱你。
We all still have so much further to go.
但是我们还有很多很多的成长的空间。
To knowing you.
来认识你。
And seeing you.
来看到你。
At the finish line.
在终点的时候看到你。
Father, I pray.
主啊，我们在这里跟你祷告。
That we would always be increasing in faith.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们这个信心逐渐的长大。
I pray that you will be working in our hearts and in our lives.
主啊，求你在我们的心中动工。
And that we would be surrendered to you.
所以在我们的生活上，我们可以把很多的事情释放在你脚前。
And Father, that we would allow you to work in our lives however you please.
主啊，在我的身上做你所一切你所想要需要的事情。
Father, I pray that you would also increase our hearts.
主啊，加添我的心。
So that we may love you more.
所以我们可以更爱你。
So that we may serve you more.
所以我们可以更多的侍奉你。
So that we may serve others.
我们也可以啊侍奉别人。
I pray that you would make within our hearts deep, deep fountains.
啊，主啊，真的是在我们内心的深处浇灌我们。
Endless rivers of life.
啊，有就不停的啊生命的河流。
Lord, perhaps someone here today has never, ever chosen you.
也许我们当中还有人到现在还没有啊选择你做他的救主。
And has never thought that they could run life this way.
啊，也不知道啊，这个是我们生活的应该走的路。
Lord, if there's someone here.
主啊，主啊，如果有人还是这样子，在这里。
It says, yes, I want this kind of faith.
但是愿意说啊，我今天愿意接受这个信心。
I pray that they would say in their heart.
哦，主啊，我们向你祷告，希望他们在他们的心中说
，Jesus, I want to follow you.
啊，耶稣，我要追随你。
Jesus, I want to run my life for you.
啊，耶稣啊，主耶稣，我愿意，我一生奔跑都是为了你。
That Lord, you would come into their hearts.
主啊，请你进入他们的心中。
And make them a child of God.
啊，让他们也能够做啊神的儿女。
And for those of us that are here.
啊，还有我们其他的人。
Maybe we are lost.
也许我们有一些迷失。
And we need to grow in virtue.
我们需要在这些德行品德上增长。
Or we got tired and we need to grow in knowledge.
也许我们有些疲倦，但是我们还是继续需要增多我们的知识。
Or we have passion, but we do not have self-control.
或者我们有啊想要做欲望，但是我们没有节制。
Or we have quit and we do not have steadfastness.
也许有时候我们有放弃了，而没有忍耐的可以坚固。
We're so close, and yet understanding that we are so far from godliness.
主啊，也许我们觉得很靠近你，但是有时候实在还是很远。
So we wonder why we struggle to love our brothers.
所以我们也常常的啊挣扎，为什么不能有爱弟兄的心
？And we wonder why our lives are lifeless because we do not have the love of Christ.
为什么我们的生活是这么的茫然？因为我们没有神，那你那里来的爱
？Father, help us to keep on increasing in faith.
主啊，真的求你啊，继续加添我们的信心。
I pray that you would work in our hearts.
啊，求你在我们心里面继续的动工。
Today.
啊，就是今天。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这祷告奉耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，让张牧师在这里有这样美好的讲道。虽然这节经文非常抽象，但是他讲的是这样的清楚，这样的有力。谢谢神 ，David help to translate。也谢谢大卫弟兄给我们的翻译，真是谢谢。我们现在用我们的心。用我们的歌声来回应神的教导。
我也想你，也会
上的财宝披在主基督手指伸到，我愿向你，我愿向你荣耀的救主，谢谢向你可是你安典救主的奉献，愿主的身亲爱的天父，真是感谢赞美，让我们有机会在这里再一次借着你的仆人把你的话语向我们讲解。主啊，让我们在听见话语的时候，主让我们再一次的能够知道我们的信心是从何而来。主啊，我们的信心是从主耶稣基督而来。主啊，你让我们能够认识你，你让我们能够学习你的榜样，学习谦卑，学习顺服，学习忍耐，学习敬虔。主啊，就把这一切加给我们，让我们能够更多的与你有份，让我们也更多的能够知道什么是尽心尽意的爱神，爱你的弟兄，爱你的灵舍。愿主基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。下面有梁天俊这个执事会的主席给我们有一个报告，就是昨天开长执会的一些结果。
好，谢谢大家，占用大家几分钟的时间报告我们长执会在昨天开会的几项重要的决定。第一件事情是我们长执会决定在夏天的时候，在星期天的下午1点钟会尝试去提供中式的午餐的服务，这样是希望能够让牧长们能够有多一些机会跟弟兄姐妹有团契的时间。所以我们决定在下个礼拜，就4月26号跟在下下礼拜5月3号会给大家一份问卷调查，看看有多少人有这个意愿在那个夏天的时候 我们尝试试办这个中午有中餐的提供的服务，所以下个礼拜跟下下礼拜希望大家能够把那个问卷填好，就那个投回去那个奉献上，让我们可以收到知道大家对这个做法的意见。那么如果我们试办的话了，将会在六月份试办，如果大家对反应是好的话，我们可能就继续办下去。第二个事情呢，是我们昨天也正式了重新的成立了那个儿童事工主任的聘募委员会。我们看到我们教育的儿童事工，我们觉得需要有一个专人来负责这个事工，所以呢我们将会成立那个儿童事工的委员会。第三个事情呢，就是 IT 部门呢，他们已经在我们教会的新网页已经进入到那个测试的阶段了。现在我们 IT 的部门正在非常的努力的去把这个事情完成，希望能够在七月份把那个新的网页放在那个网上面。那么到时候呢，大家不单只可以在电脑上面看到我们教会的网页，连你们的手机还有你们的那个 iPad 啊，还有 Tablet 都可以用我们教会的网页。我们希望在七月份能够把这个事情完成。我这是在这个有三件事情宣布，谢谢大家，我把时间交给领会。
又到了我们崇拜另一个高潮，就是欢迎今天第一次来我们教会参加主日崇拜的弟兄姐妹或朋友们。一位是何连德王夏阳，欢迎你们，请坐。另一位是周梅，我们认识一位周梅姐妹，可能不一样，欢迎在我们后面。下一位是马晓，这字不太会念，有念错了，在我们右边。冯胜群在我们当中吗？在最后面，欢迎，欢迎所有今天第一次来跟我们一块崇拜的。如果说您不是过路的话，非常希望你把这个当成你属灵的家。有一件事情要跟弟兄姐妹稍微做进一步的澄清，免得一些误会。在周报的第三点，因为我们教会的青少年的传道谢大中弟兄，因为神的带领和托付有一些调整，他在四月底之后就会结束在我们北堂的服事会，前往另一个服事的工厂。所以我们教会呢，今天下午1:30在蒙恩屋会有一个欢送的聚会。这个欢送的聚会呢，不是为青少年的孩子们，是为所有青少年的家长们。所以请家长们呢，千万不要以为把孩子送去蒙恩屋你就可以结束了，是把孩子送去蒙恩屋呢，然后你上去到蒙恩屋里面去参加这个欢送会。也欢迎所有孩子已经长大，或者是孩子呢还不到青少年的话呢，如果你有空的话，你也非常欢迎你去参加这个下午1:30的欢送会。这个欢送会呢，是对所有中英文堂的弟兄姐妹，因为这个欢送会呢，所以我们今天的团契主席月会呢暂停一次。今天主日崇拜就到这边，请大家默祷，然后愿神祝福大家。之后呢，请你今天第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹呢，待会儿结束的时候，请您到钢琴这一侧，我们教会有同工会介绍，把我们教会介绍给您。